needs to do something rather different as either a fundraiser or as an event. And in this case, it's a very special fundraising event that's been organised by Wehens National School there on the outskirts of Ballina in the parish of Knockmore. They have 220 students there, staff of 30, and they have 3 autism classes. It's a great school. And they've come up with a great fundraising idea because they want to buy equipment for their PE, science and playground. And they have come up with a great idea. And to tell us about the idea, I'm joined by 3 of the students from the school. We have Alex, we have Harry, and we have Emily. And I'm going to go to Alex first. Alex Burke-Ginty. Good morning, Alex. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Tommy?
I'm great. What class are you in, Alex?
I'm in sixth.
Sixth class. So this is your last year.
Yes, sadly.
You like it there a lot.
Yes, it's an amazing school.
Good on you. Brilliant. So, look, I want you to tell us about these fundraising ideas that you've come up with in the school. What have you got for me?
Yeah, in the school at the moment, there's a lot of different fundraisers, but our main one is our school cookbook. This book has recipes from every single staff and pupil in the school. Yeah, it's well over 200 recipes. These recipes are from all around the world, and they're all amazing. The cookbook will arrive on the 17th of December, but pre-orders are underway.
Okay, so it's arriving tomorrow?
Yes.
Right. And is there a name on the cookbook, or is it just called the Wehens National School Cookbook?
Exactly.
Okay, so you've got a recipe from every member of staff and every student, their own recipe put into the book.
Yes, everyone got something in.
Right, and are there photographs of the various recipes as well, or is it just recipe after recipe?
There's no photos of the recipes, but we'd love for all the viewers to send in some photos when they cook it.
All right, so that you can have a look back and see what the fruits of the recipe were. That would be nice. I'm going to give a phone number in a second, Alex, so that people can ring the school, because you're asking people to pre-order the books. The cookbooks arrive tomorrow, but you want people to pre-order. So we're giving listeners a chance to get a pen and a piece of paper to pre-order their books. How much are they?
Okay, so you get a bargain. Get 3 for 50, 2 for 35, or 1 for 20. So the
emphasis is on trying to sell as many books as possible.
Yes, and perfect for gifting.
A lot of people made this possible, but I suppose there's a few people you want to say a special thanks to.
Yes, I'd like to say a special thanks to Miss Bowling, Miss Flynn, Miss Canning, and Secretary Rachel for compiling all the book and putting it together. I'd also like to thank our principal, Miss Burke, our deputy principal, Mr. Healy, and all of our staff for making this school wonderful.
Okay, that's great. It's lovely to talk to you, Alex. Well done.
Thank you so much, Dominic. I'm passing you on to Harry now.
You do, because I will give the phone number, sir. Don't worry, just in relation to the cookbook. If you'd like to pre-order this cookbook, it's 096-793. That's 096-793. And remember, all of the recipes have come up trumps from the staff and the students of Wehens National School to raise funds for various things in the school. I think it's a really wonderful idea. Alex is next on the programme. Alex, we've done, haven't we? Yeah, Alex, and well done to Alex. And I want to move on to Harry next. This is Harry Jones. Harry, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good, well done. And you must be all excited there in the school waiting for the arrival of the cookbook tomorrow, are you?
Yeah, a lot of people are trying to buy it.
Good. And might I ask, off the top of your head, can you remember what your recipe in the book is, Harry?
It was an apple tart.
Lovely. You like the old apple tart, do you?
I love apple tart.
I do, yeah.
And do you bake at home?
No, I don't.
Oh, do you leave that to the others, is that it? You just eat it? Okay,
yeah.
Look, you also have another fundraiser going on as well. Tell us about that.
We have a Christmas jackpot of 1,850, and we have a Christmas draw.
Okay, so you have the school lotto, isn't that it? The school lottery is 1,850, and the huge Christmas draw with a top prize of
500 euro.
And I see there's also other prizes. Broadhaven Bay Hotel, a hotel stay there.
Yeah.
A 3-course lunch. Is it at the Ballina Manor, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and what else is going for on those Christmas draw prizes?
It's an afternoon tea at the Ice House and vouchers for Mount Falcon in Key West.
These are all really good prizes. Brilliant. And for people who want to support the school draw, how do they do that?
They can go on to rehensns.com and they can contribute or enter the jackpot.
Okay, that way, rehensns.com for full details. What class are you in, Harry?
I'm in six.
Six, so you're heading away to big, big school next year again. You've enjoyed your time in Rehens, have you?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Well done, Harry. Thanks very much indeed for joining us. And finally, yes, sorry, Harry, go on.
Pass you over to Emily now.
Okay, yeah, you've got to get out of the traps on that one. That's Harry Jones. And finally on the programme we have Emily Popplewell. Hi, Emily, good morning.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well. All set and excited, are you, for the arrival of the cookbook tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay, and tomorrow's, it's a big day because as well as waiting for the book to arrive, you have another big thing happening tomorrow, don't you? And another thing happening on Thursday.
Yeah, we have carol singing in Ballina on Wednesday outside the Bank of Ireland.
Okay, what time will you be carol singing outside the Bank of Ireland tomorrow?
At lunchtime.
Lunchtime. That's on Pier Street in Ballina.
Yeah.
So you'll all be in there doing a bit of carol singing. And then what's happening on Thursday night in the church in Knockmore?
We have carol service in Knockmore Church on Thursday at 7 p.m. Everyone is welcome. Donations on the night go to the parish house.
Okay, that's brilliant. So tomorrow outside Bank of Ireland, Ballina, at lunchtime, the children from Rehens National School will be carol singing. And then the carol service, 7 on Thursday. Donations on the night going to the parish house. And they'll also be selling, you'll be selling your cookbooks, won't you, in Gala on the Foxford Road in Ballina at lunchtime on Thursday as well.
Yes.
So you're in for a busy few days, that's for sure, in the run up to the Christmas holidays. Emily, thank you very much indeed. Well done.
Thank you for the opportunity. Not Happy fun. Christmas.
Thank you. That's Emily Popplewell. Before that, we had Alex Burkitty and we had Harry Jones. So there it is, the students of Rehens National School, producing their brand new state-of-the-art cookery book. And if you want to pre-order it, and it's important that you do, because they want to sell all the books as quickly as possible, and everybody loves a cookbook in the run-up to Christmas. The phone number to pre-order your cookery books is 096-793. 096-793. And I don't know if Fiona Burke is on the phone there or not. I'd say hello, Fiona, and if she's there, she's there, and if she's not, she's not. Fiona, are you there? Hello, is Fiona there?
Yes, I am. Thank you for the opportunity, Tommy.
Just a quick question. So are they going to be sold in shops as well as the places we mentioned over the coming days? Can people buy them in shops?
Well, at the moment, it's going to be in Gala and through the website, and we're hoping to get them into one or two other shops.
Okay. So people,
depending on if we have any left.
Right, so people can buy them online through rehensns.com.
Yes, or by ringing the office.
Or by ringing the office.
096-793.
Well done, terrific achievement for the students there in Rehens. Well done, Fiona. Thanks for joining us and Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas and thank you for the opportunity. Thank you, Tommy.
And well done to those three students, Harry, Emily and Alex. They did a great job. This is Midwest. Good morning. It's time for a news update. Next, we go to the newsroom and join Teresa.